Let's talk about Delight in Designs. It's all about stylizing. It's a shopping experience, and it's all about, the business by my guest. Let's ask about how she came up with this idea, maybe on a white napkin. Jessica Crosby, you proprietor of Delight in Designs with an S. Good morning to you, Jessica.
Good morning, Shelley. Thank you so much for having us.
Were you born to be an entrepreneur?
I was born to be an entrepreneur. The birth of Delight in Designs happened about 10 years ago. And just pretty much as you said, on a white napkin, just dreaming. And I was with corporate America for 25 plus years in the cable company. And decided about, 6 months ago, sat down with my husband and thought, you know what? I've had such a passion for helping people design their space and really tell their stories. So pulling out those family pictures, pulling out those family recipes and hanging those in the kitchen and, allowing people to tell their story. So I really, really thrive on helping that with that. And then with that, we decided to do a retail experience as well. So we have a shop located on 5426 Northland Drive, brand new to West Michigan. We'd like to think it's unique. We really, really strive to offer unique, really, really things that add character to your home and to our shop.
So more on the big picture, Jessica. You are here to help me, stylize my own home. If I wanted an artsy theme or an athletic theme, you would be there as, are you an interior designer?
Absolutely. Yeah. You hit the nail on the head. So big picture, we have a very unique business model in that our retail store is only open 3 days a week. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday. The other 3 days of the week, our designers are out helping people, just as you said, helping them come up with, if it is a theme and you're really athletic and you want to do your office in, running, we will help you source those products and really help develop something that isn't over the top cutesy, but classic, and get your personality in that design.
Yes. And are you unique in doing this? I don't think interior design is unique, but are you unique in basically allowing homes to tell their story?
Absolutely. That's really what it's about. And again, so often many designers will have you put those family photos in a hallway or down in the basement. And we're all about, let's bring those out and really show off the history. And how did you land in West Michigan? And what is your story? For example, we have a client who both of them are entrepreneurs. So right in their office, we made a big wallpaper design of about their businesses. So really unique ideas that speak to who they are.
Do you work with, let's just say, new parents?
We do, absolutely. In fact, we just actually signed a client where we're going to be doing a nursery. So we're super excited about that. And again, obviously, baby isn't here yet, but it's in keeping with who the parents are and the way they want to raise their child, whether it's, black and white and really go to primary colors, so depending on what the client wants.
Yes. And, of course, Jessica Crosby with us, Delight in Design, your business, Jessica. What kind of steps did it take to go into business? I always like to put the personal, the inspiring. I mean, yes, I could have started on a white napkin, but how did you actually begin a business?
Well, that's where Grand Rapids has really been helpful. So I partner with the SBDC right here at Grand Valley, which has been a huge resource for us. And really every step of the way, they've partnered with us to help us with business planning, all the way to financials. And then leaning on Grand Rapids Chamber, I am proud to announce we received the second slot of Interior Designs with Review Magazine, which I saw in your saw in your lobby. So just a lot of resources in Grand Rapids to really take advantage of, and I would encourage anybody starting a new business to make sure they lean on those resources.
Yes. And it sounds like, you had the conversation with your family prior to starting this, your husband, that this might be a lifestyle.
Absolutely. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention Monica Denhoff, who is definitely partnering with me to do that and does all the social media and does a fantastic job with that.
I'm on your website, delightindesigns.com. What's this mud pie?
Mud Pie is actually a brand that we carry, and it's super, super fun. They've got an ice bucket, but not for wine. It's for beer, and it's got a little beer bottle opener. So again, in keeping with our theme, trying to find those unique products that you wouldn't find just anywhere.
Yes. And like any relationship, whether it's an interior design or a sit down and talk to me type of a relationship, you would like that one-on-one conversation prior to us doing anything?
Absolutely. That is vital. It does not do anybody, myself as a designer or you as a homeowner, any good for me to just come in and give you pretty. We want to make sure that it's pretty and that it speaks to you. So we want to make sure if you're somebody that's casual and you want to come home and have that glass of wine and just have that tranquil space, that that's what we give you. Or if you're somebody super busy and have, you know, little munchkins running around, that we give you a space that functions with that as well.
Can those little munchkins have four legs?
They can, absolutely.
I imagine you would kind of work with a dog owner.
Absolutely.
Or a cat owner.
For sure.
And let's go back to following your passion and following. I'm sure there have been some challenges with your startup and more.
Well, for sure. One of the things that I didn't probably prepare for is how consuming this is. So I never stop thinking about it. It definitely is all consuming. But the positive of that is my daughter-in-law already had a close relationship with myself, but I think it's brought us even closer, which is so positive.
So she's, like I say, your right-hand gal there.
She really is, yes. Yeah.
Now, does your home tell its story, your own personal home?
It does, absolutely. Yeah, I'd like to think when you walk in, you absolutely know who Jessica and Jamie Crosby are and that we have children and that we celebrate those children and really like life and are happy people. So I hope our home expresses that.
Yeah, I like, again, another description here, Jessica, where imagine coming home to a space of tranquility, a fine glass of wine, as you mentioned, looking up at your fireplace, not ready to light it yet, but to find that one piece of art that reminds you of your favorite vacation.
Absolutely, huh. And that's what we're about.
Nice. All right, final comments, please.
Just want to add in that one of the things we offer are classes as well. So we have different classes once a month. This month we're doing a succulent class. So we try to keep it interesting, again, unique, and not do the same old, same old.
Yes. And so your classes bring together men and women that fit that lesson into their own plan?
Exactly. Men and women that want to have fun, meet other Grand Rapidians, and learn an art that they can really take out of our shop with them and carry on with them through life.
What's your Monday like today?
Monday like today, obviously, on your show, so I'm excited about that. And then I have two design appointments later today, so I'll be going to the design center with them, helping them choose fabrics and some furniture.
Sometimes it's good to obviously have your own place going well, but also to spend others' dollars on what they care about.
That is super fun, yeah. For sure.
One more time, how do we find out more information about Delight in Designs?
Well, definitely check us out at www.delightindesigns.com, or you can find our retail experience at 5426 Northland Drive, Grand Rapids, right across from the SCORE.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you so much.
Jessica Crosby, you and Monica Denhoff with Delight in Designs, another power relationship when it comes to, how's your son? Does he stay out of the business?
He does stay out of the business.
Take care.